Welcome back to the next segment here on SB Nation Radio, David and Carla. And we're going to be joined by Bill Connolly of SBNation.com. Connolly is one of their senior NCAA writers. And we have Bill on the phone. Bill, welcome in.
Thanks for having me.
So great to have you. Boy, when we scheduled this, we did not know we were going to get big news out of Ole Miss, Hugh Freeze stepping down with the phone call catastrophe.
I'm sure you haven't talked about it at all today,
Bill. Yeah, it's kind of all over our front page at the moment.
Yeah.
With little inserts of Houston Nutt mixed in.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. So were you surprised that Ole Miss stepped in and took this action? Did you see this coming in any way?
Well, we had kind of, you know, caught wind that this might be a thing, but it was still... I think the part I really enjoy about it is the Houston Nutt poetry of everything. You know, he gets ousted in part because of a public records request, and then his lawyer finds these public records that lead to his successor's downfall. That's just not every sport can do poetry like college football can.
Yeah, perfect vengeance, right?
Correct. I mean, that's never make him angry. He's going to get his vengeance one way or another. It just might take him a while.
His first name is Houston. You know what they say, don't mess with Texas, right?
Sure. Yeah, and anytime the state of Mississippi gets involved here, too, things get weird pretty quickly.
This is Bill Connolly of SBNation.com joining us to talk some college football.
Bill, I'd love to know your rankings on the Power 5 conferences preseason.
Just in conference strength, you mean?
Conference strength, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think... overall, the ACC had a very, very good case last year to be number one. And, yep. And you know, I do, you know, advanced stats and all that, and my numbers still had SEC by a hair, but it was basically even, you know, tie goes to the national champion. That's great. I do think that a lot of teams in the ACC, though, kind of peaked last year. They have a lot of interesting pieces to replace, and I would assume with Alabama, Auburn, LSU, et cetera, Georgia probably being better. I think this is the SEC probably has the overall advantage again this year. But after that, I mean, Big Ten, it's kind of the same deal. I think they've kind of peaked last year, have some, a lot of pieces to replace as well. Big 12, I think, is going to be the conference that improves the most. And that's going to be kind of a lot of teams, have a lot of continuity here, and the middle of the Big 12 should be a heck of a lot better than it was last year.
And is that due mainly, do you think, to Tom Herman coming to UT and reviving that? And then how's Lincoln Riley going to do at OU?
Well, right. I mean, obviously the new coach, the young new coaching is pretty interesting. But in this case, I'm just talking about, like, most of the Texas two deeps back. Oklahoma State has a ton of continuity. Yeah. Oklahoma actually has a lot considering how good they were last year. So I do think a lot of teams, you know, Matt Rhule at Baylor might, you know, I'm kind of just ignoring them this year because I'm not really sure how long it's going to take him to get everything put together. But he's a really good coach. And that was a better hire than I think anybody really thought that they would be able to make. And so power to them for that. But no. You know, Kansas State should be good. Texas could be very, very good. Mm-hmm. Tom Herman kind of gets brings a little bit of new energy and figures out the right pieces to put where and whatnot. He certainly didn't need much time at Houston to get things going. So a lot of potential in the Big 12, not to be number one overall, but, last year is probably the worst power conference. Probably not the case this year.
Bill Connolly of SBNation.com joining us on SB Nation Radio. And Connolly has a podcast, Ain't Played Nobody, that you can access. Let me ask you, Bill, is Alabama better this year than they were last year?
Well, I mean, the fact that they did what they did with a true freshman quarterback, that's not supposed to happen. That's not the way that's supposed to go. So the simple fact that they do have continuity there, I know Bama fans are talking themselves into maybe the new freshman quarterback, or they were at the end of the season. But, you know, Jalen Hurts being a sophomore, having a ton of running backs back, that's a really exciting position for Alabama this year. Obviously, when they absolutely had to pass at the end of in the last game of the last season, they couldn't do it very well, and so there's some questions to answer there. But I mean the run game is going to be awesome, the quarterback's going to be better, the defense is going to be an Alabama defense, so you could certainly make the case, especially just with the simple fact that Jalen Hurts is a sophomore, you can make the case that they're better this year.
Yep.
And Bill, I'd love to ask you about the Pac-12. I'm a Pac-12 girl, and I see you've got USC at number one and Washington at number two. How's that conference looking to you?
You know, I think the North is going to be pretty interesting again. You've got Washington. I think Stanford is at least a top 15 caliber team, and they get Washington at home, so they could kind of sneak out with the Pac-12 North title in that regard. Oregon's a wild card, obviously. Washington State should be Washington State-ish, at this point. We kind of know what to expect from them overall, and Oregon State should be better. So as a whole, other than Cal, you could kind of make a case for a lot of those teams being either really, really good or at least better than they were last year. So that's a good division right there. I think the South has kind of paved the way for USC at this point. Sure. UCLA has plenty of talent, but they bottomed out so horrifically, especially in the run game last year, that's kind of they're kind of a mystery to me, and I'm just putting them to the side. But Arizona and Arizona State are rebuilding. Colorado should be good, but not nearly as good as they were last year. A lot of pieces to replace. And then Utah should be, maybe if UCLA doesn't get his act together offensively, maybe Utah's the biggest challenger for USC. But I think there's a lot of excitement. There could be a very interesting race in the North. It does kind of seem like the Picards are kind of going USC's way in the South.
Bill Connolly of SBNation.com joining us. Bill, I know it's a ridiculous question, but that never stops me from asking it. The top three picks for the Heisman this year, when you think about the guys who you think are best suited to win.
Well, I hope at the end of the year that Darius Geis is up there because we never got to see a full year of Leonard Fournette. There was always an injury or something that kind of got in the way there. And Darius Geis is just the meanest runner in college football. So I'm hoping he ends up at the top because that means he stayed healthy and he lived up to the kind of the expectations that I think I have for him. Definitely put him on the list. After that, I'm not really sure. There are a lot of guys like a Jalen Hurts, JT Barrett at Ohio State, where obviously the passing game needed some work, but there's potential there, and the supporting cast is really good, and they're going to be national title contenders, so you figure they're going to be on the list. But of course, the dark horse candidate is anybody else that we haven't mentioned. It seems every year that's the way this goes for the most part, is somebody completely out of the blue wins the Heisman that we weren't talking about before the year starts. So my answer is nobody that we've thought of so far.
Fair enough.
And Bill, so Is Jim Harbaugh replacing Nick Saban as the face of college football?
Well, he's certainly good for headlines.
He is.
Saban keeps everything under the inside the vest for the most part. But Harbaugh, he was really good for SB Nation's college football page in the off season the last couple of years. So in that sense, and just the pure headline sense, sure. But I mean, until he at least gets to a playoff, until he gets to the national title game or whatever, I mean, it's Saban and Meyer and everybody else until otherwise noted. Dabo Sweeney made a nice, he got one on the board last year. Jimbo Fisher has one on the board, but for the most part, it's Saban or Meyer two-thirds of the time, and that hasn't changed yet.
Bill Connolly of SBNation.com joining us to talk some college football. It's sort of interesting, Bill, we get you on the air and people are submitting questions. They all want us to ask you to get your insight. Nebraska, they have an old, great history, but are they ever going to get back to being a really big national power?
I've had a few interactions with Nebraska fans over the years on Twitter, but right now, so much of, we could talk about their recruiting strategy and what they have available and this and that, but the bottom line is they need to make a really, really good hire, and a lot of problems will take care of themselves. I don't know about national title contender, but constant Big Ten West power, yes, they can absolutely reach that stage. I don't think Mike Riley is going to end up being the person to get that done. I think he was a hire that they made because he was just the opposite of Bo Pelini, and that sounded great at the time, but I don't think he's going to be the type that could do that. But they have money. They've got obviously an enormous fan base. They can absolutely get pretty far back up the ladder. It just takes a really good hire. The last, Bo Pelini was a good hire for sure, maybe even a very good hire for a while. Riley, I don't know. I'm just not expecting that big enough things from Riley. So if he's not the guy, if they nail the next hire, they're in fine shape.
Fair enough. In these parts, of course, Texas OU, great, great rivalry. Both franchises have new head coaches, Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma, Tom Herman at Texas. If you were starting with a clean sheet of paper, would you rather have Herman or Riley?
Well, Herman, I think, has, you know, he has a bigger, a larger variety of experiences. And, I mean, he has 2 years of head coaching experience. So, I mean, I think just right there, I kind of trust him a little bit more. Now, Riley starts with more, and I think that's going to help him out a lot, obviously. They're going to, they should still be the Big 12 favorites this year because of how much they return on paper. But, yeah, if I'm starting a program from scratch, I think I trust Herman a little bit more just because of the experience he's put together at this point.
You know, you mentioned that that's true, and Oklahoma's got a lot coming back when we were talking about the Heisman list. Baker Mayfield, to me, is on that short list. He's been exceptional.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's he really has, I think it's pretty easy to take him for granted after the stats he's posted the last 2 years, but he loses his number one receiver after 2015 and does even better in 2016. That proved a lot right there. Obviously, losing P. Ryan, losing Mixon, losing Westbrook, that's a lot. That's almost all that they lose, and he might have the best offensive line in front of him in the country, and that's going to help just a little bit.
And on the quarterback front, Bill, Josh Rosen out of UCLA, he highly touted out of high school, great first year. Is he the real deal?
You know, we don't know the answer yet. I think it's really easy when somebody gets hurt to kind of forget about them or write them off to a degree. But he showed a lot of potential as a freshman. You know, just getting kind of tossed in there as a true freshman, not having a great running game around him, a decent receiving core, but not a ton, not a great offensive line. He didn't have just a ton of support, and he still did pretty well. And then last year there was no chance. Running game was terrible. Then he got hurt. So it really was a lost year. But, I mean, I think we've seen what the recruiting scouts saw in him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if he's healthy and if the run game at least is mediocre this year, which would be a massive improvement, then he's going to have probably a decent enough receiving core to do some damage. But, yeah, at this point, it's so easy to kind of forget that he's out there. He was an amazing prospect 2 years ago, and we've seen at least a little bit of why.
No, absolutely. And his crosstown rival, Sam Darnold, he definitely looks like the real deal.
Well, right. I mean, the only game he lost, it was the first game he ever started, and it was a ton of bad bounces, a bunch of fumbles that Utah recovered. That was the only time he ever lost, and after that, it was, you know, lights out. So, I mean, he probably has earned a ton of trust at this point. So a level of trust, obviously, that Rosen really hasn't had a chance to build. But no, I mean, the next game he loses is going to be the first one in basically, what, at least 12 months almost. And they have a chance to win every single game on the schedule.
USC's been waiting for that for a long time.
That's right.
That's Bill Connolly of SBNation.com joining us and talking some college football. Bill, thanks so much. It was really great to get your insights. Appreciate your joining us here with David and Carla.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Bill Connolly of SBNation.com and his podcast, if you want to hear more from him, is Ain't Played Nobody. Ain't Played Nobody. You can find it on iTunes. And when we come back, we'll get our reflections on his comments. You're listening to SB Nation Radio.